to talk about the hunger scale today. So I've been playing with this idea of, like, how can I most easily help you tackle the hunger scale if you are, let's say, struggling with it, or it's just you're still not dialing in and stuff. So I've been thinking about it a lot. And I think one of the ways that I would tackle it if it was me and I was struggling with the hunger scale is I would make sure that I picked one side to focus on. And I really, like, I've been thinking, what's more important, the full side or the hunger side? And when I say most important, I don't mean most important in terms of which one is better. It's which one's most important to learn first that's going to help you figure out a lot of your relationship with food. I think for the majority of us, I would advise to start with the hungry side. The hungry side is the part that typically for people who are overeaters, a lot of times what I notice is you have a fear of getting hungry. So you eat before you're truly hungry for fear you will overeat. So one thing that you can do is really dial into actually getting to a place where you're slightly hungry so that you can prove to yourself, like, you will not overeat every single time. You may eat a little bit past your two. You may do that, but you're not going to be like face down. What most of us do is we have what's called hindsight bias. The only thing that we remember is all the years that, like, every, like, I just want you to think about the last couple years. You probably remember every time you had to miss meals and were super hungry and you came home and you just overate. And so you're equating, I can't get too hungry or I will overeat. And then you use that against yourself to the moment that you start getting hungry. So you have to, like, recalibrate that thought process there. And the only way to recalibrate the thought process, seriously, guys, you actually are going to have to get hungry, slightly hungry, really understand what that feels like. It may take you a few weeks of tracking every single signal possible. Like, do you get tired? Do you yawn? Do you get a headache? Do you notice your tummy growling? You don't notice a tummy growl. Maybe you just feel flatness in your stomach. Maybe you start, like, it's lack of focus for you. Like, you're working, you're doing things, and then you get to where you're like, you notice that, like, I feel maybe a little empty, but my stomach's not growling. I'm not sure this is hunger, but man, I just can't keep focused. That may be your negative two. So you start with a few weeks of just really focusing in on, I won't eat until I'm actually hungry. And then that will also bring up the drama around, sometimes you end up missing a meal. Sometimes you're like, holy shit, if I don't eat now, I won't even get an opportunity to eat for like 8 more hours. It gives you the opportunity to learn how to problem solve that for yourself. So what are you going to do in those rare occasions? What are you going to do if you're a shift worker and that's the thing? You ask yourself, what would be the easiest solution to this? Can I back up a meal previous to it? Can I eat a little less at the previous meal? Do I just eat a snack now? Maybe I've always been overfeeding and eating a whole meal just because it was the time I had available. Maybe you learn, like, oh, I didn't need as much food because I never was truly hungry. So allowing yourself to get to hunger, guys, I think it's the side that allows to bring up a lot of stuff. And then, because most of you, if you just allow yourself to get hungry, I'm not saying binge eating. And this is setting aside, you know, like going out to eat a couple times a week and eating past your two because it tastes so good and stuff. The majority of us, if we're just eating what's on our realistic plan and what we've planned and we just waited until we got hungry to eat, even if you ate what you planned, you probably are going to lose a lot of weight before you even nail the plus two side. Most of you probably never truly nail the plus two. You're probably eating somewhere between a one and a four and still losing weight. Do you know how we decide it's a plus two? The results. If you're losing weight, you can consider it your plus two, whatever it is you're having, guys. The result is what actually says this was the plus two. It doesn't mean like, oh, I actually am completely dialed in. You get used to how you feel in a way. It's like, this feels like comfortable, but not stuffed. This feels like plenty, but not like I just let it all hang out. Like, I usually eat to where I just feel comfortable and I'm good. Sometimes I start noticing like, yeah, like I think I'm going to get past comfortable if I keep going. That's when I know it's just time to stop. When I start getting the sigh, even if like, guys, I'm just going to tell you, I think that there's a little more wiggle room on the plus side than there is on the negative. If you're not waiting for hunger, chemically, this is what ends up happening. Your body never has an opportunity to flush out the insulin. And then once the insulin in the blood dips and is like, all right, we've used up our insulin, now we can go to the fat stores, which is what we want to burn off, we can start using that as our energy source. Most of you, the second you start feeling, it looks like you don't even wait for hunger. It's like the second you don't feel satisfied anymore, you start wanting to eat again. So I think like literally practicing the negative two. Now, if you're somebody who's like, well, Kryn, like I really understand my negative two. I've been doing that. So does that mean my plus two doesn't matter? No, that is not what I'm saying. Then you need to get really good at practicing on the plus two side, which means eat a little less than what you mentally want to eat and allow yourself to think all the shit that you have around food. So what you'll do is you'll like say, all right, well, I'm going to be leaving a few bites behind so that you can feel uncomfortable, so that you can sit there and say like, I don't like not cleaning my plate. We want to know that stuff. We want to feel that discomfort so that then we can look at it and then we can investigate it. Then we can have another truth. We can find another thought to think so that we can start putting that thought head to head with an old belief and stuff. You want this stuff happening, guys, but I'm going to tell you, thinking you're never going to have to be uncomfortable with your thinking and you're going to figure out how to like outthink yourself first so that you never have to feel discomfort and then you can start doing, that's not how it works. You do things, you get uncomfortable so that you can see what's making you uncomfortable. Then you go to work on those things. That's how it works. So just like for all of you, if anybody is identifying with, I struggle with the hunger scale, I think I got it, maybe I don't. I'm just a big believer in, well, then let's break it down. Let's not be overwhelmed by it. Let's not struggle with it. Let's get out of that space and let's just figure out, all right, if we're going to make figuring out the hunger scale easy, what would we do? We focus on one side and we would just pick a side that we think gets us a lot of traction in weight loss, and that's what we're going to do. And I just think starting with the hunger side, it allows you to bring up a lot of good stuff. It gives you thoughts and feelings that you can experience and be like, do I really want to be thinking about food this way? Why am I feeling so panicky? Why am I feeling these things? Do I want to eat to resolve it? Or do I want to think and ask questions about it to resolve it? We want to get out of the habit of you like saying, oh, this must not be working. I'm waiting on my hunger and I just feel like really shitty about it. It's like, yeah, let's identify why you feel shitty and then let's go to work on never having to feel shitty about hunger again. Let's like solve the real problem. Then that way you can have total authority over food. You can start really developing that normal relationship with food. You get that opportunity to stop eating to make the shittiness go away. And you start being able to use your brain and practicing new thoughts and being willing to try things over and over and over again. Like seriously, I say this every single week. You get the opportunity to keep trying over and over and over again and it not working until you figure out the magic thoughts and the magic keys and the magic actions and all the things that are like, oh, now it seems easier. I figured out so many ways it didn't work. Now I have figured out the way that was going to work for me. Good. Moving on to the next thing. All right, guys. I hope that's helpful. Please feel free to ask questions in this video if you have any. I just thought the hunger scale would be a great one for us to address because I know that if we all can just practice being fine with being hungry a little bit, it like weight loss just gets easier and easier and easier. Remember, hunger is not an emergency. It's just something that your body says, yo, bitch, think it might be time.